What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I might have been a little bit aggressive on my prediction that the headphones would make it to the Super Bowl. It's been a bad couple of hours. I can't hear literally anything in my headphones right now. But I hear it crackling, so somewhere in there is a connection.
Yeah.
You can hear me, right? Mic's on.
I got you fine. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me, though. That's
I can hear you. I know that I'm in the room with
that's
you.
That's how it usually is.
If you were at home, like you will be on Saturday probably, I would not be able to hear you.
Yeah, it would be bad then.
Right now, I got nothing.
Better do something about it by Saturday then. I'm not coming.
I know. This is like maybe it.
I got a whole routine. Not really, I don't.
Should I get the power rankings? Do you want to? I mean, I couldn't hear a caller right now, so.
Yeah, that seems like maybe we should do something that doesn't require callers.
Nobody's waiting to talk, yeah. As far as I can tell. All right, let me get them.
You want me? I can get them for you.
I'll get them. I got nothing to do.
All right. You can't hear anyway. I like that Fatty Beer t-shirt, by the way, that you're wearing today. I noticed it earlier, and I meant to say something. It's a good logo. It's a good shirt.
We were just talking about beer.
Beer's good. I like beer. Yeah, the Jaguars were number one from Christmas.
Three in a row.
Wow.
Reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your local neighborhood electrician. Is there?
The music's playing.
Is it?
Now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It just went.
Maybe she just take those off. I don't know.
What happens when Paul comes on? If these headphones won't allow for me to hear the music blaring behind Paul, we know it's over.
Well, that's right. But if you can't hear the music, you're probably not going to be able to hear Paul.
No, I know. But that's the sign. Like, if I can't even hear, the Gin Blossoms cover band going on at the arena, there's no hope. Because it's always so much louder than he is. All right, well, I'm going to try to make it work. I know, the hardship. Reverse AFC power rankings, current state of affairs, 16.
I'm going to say Jets. They clearly are not moving on from Aaron Glenn.
No.
Although that team, I think, very evidently did quit down the stretch. They're going to stay the course. Ownership must really like them.
Or
I don't really trust ownership.
They just don't want to pay him to quit again, somebody like that, and kind of the Sabres mode. I mean, they do have the matching droughts, and there are similarities.
Yeah, the Jets are nowhere, and they found out today that there's not going to be a quarterback available in the draft to them. Not a great day for them.
Not the one they probably would have wanted.
I mean, well, right, there'll be somebody else, but it's not going to be someone worth picking at two. If they pick a quarterback at two.
Things change.
This is not going to change.
Oh. Well, what should they do then?
Well, I mean,
pick a receiver?
Maybe there will be some guy that everybody crushes on.
Yeah.
That because it is right to point out, I'm sorry, I got to go all the way back to 2017 to make this point, but this time, 2017, and even into March, Patrick Mahomes was like a fourth-round pick.
Telling you.
And then the Chiefs just went, you know what? We're going to do that. But, man, I don't know who that guy is. We were talking off the air a little bit. We talked on the air about this a little too. But off the air, the South Carolina's got a guy, but it's all just raw. So, I don't know, man. Not a good day for the Jets, I don't think.
I'm about a minute away from putting headphones in my phone calendar for tomorrow. I cannot even get a glimpse here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jets, 15. Last week, this was the Raiders.
I think it still is the Raiders. I'll wait. They are going to pick the guy.
Mendoza.
Right. And, you know, that should be promising. I mean, he had an incredible year. And I'm not sure. I've watched them play a lot, but I don't feel like I've really looked at him and thought, what is he? What isn't he? Like, how much faith do I have that he's going to be worthy of the one? Is he Bryce Young? He's a little slight frame wise, right? He's not a big dude, I don't feel like, unless I'm missing something. He doesn't look big on TV. Maybe it's their uniforms. I don't know.
I saw him play in person, but I didn't measure him.
Yeah.
Last year for Cal, which makes him the only Heisman Trophy winner I think I've ever seen in person play as a college player. So I saw Vic play at the Dome, and he did not win the Heisman, and Brady at the Dome, he did not win the Heisman. I don't think I've ever seen a Heisman Trophy winning player. Trying to make a move here. All right, we're Vegas then? I'm just trying to get through it.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vegas. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. The machinations that are happening on that side of the room are pretty incredible.
This is why we have a stream.
This is really, really something. I hope you're all enjoying this on the... okay, Mendoza, I'm so wrong. He's 6'5", 225.
But he on the slight, the uniform makes him look skinny.
He looks small to me on TV, I swear to God. I said that, I watched him play five times this year, and I never thought he was that big a dude. He's a big dude.
All right, we're good.
All right, 6'5", 225. That is, I apologize for being that off on that. I thought 6'2", maybe. I'm like Bo Nix size.
Red is not even that slimming a color.
He's a big dude. All right.
The whole problem was I had it turned down. The headphones are working perfectly fine. I did an off-air read, and I had it turned down all the way and didn't turn them back up. So that was all on me. But I know you enjoyed it. 14. I hear the music now. Wonderful. Who do I least want to be of the remaining teams? Browns.
I would say Browns too. Because you know what I'm waiting to say about a team that's down in this region.
It was sort of like a rumor / not a rumor about Tennessee that I think it was Ralph Vacchiano tweeted how I keep hearing people say Harbaugh for Tennessee. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. But I think they will. I would love Mike McDaniel there. Even though I'm not crazy about him as a head coach, I like Cam Ward. I think they will attract a good offensive mind. Because I think people that really are down in the weeds can see there is something to be developed in Ward that the Tennessee just was incapable of doing with Bill Callahan as their head coach.
Brian
Callahan. Bill Callahan is their offensive line coach or whatever his job was.
That's correct.
Thank you for being here to correct me on that for the 50th time this year.
His son, Brian.
Right.
All right, Cleveland, 13.
Titans.
I think it's got to be.
All that said, yeah. I think they're of the bottom tier teams. We'll see. I mean, the Raiders will get Mendoza. We'll see who they get as a coach. And if that blasts off quickly, you know, they could really make some headway. But I feel like of the teams right now sitting in this bottom four, Tennessee is the one that I feel like is just a step ahead because they've got a guy that has some promise.
12, Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, is that a job you want? I mean, can you just sit there as a candidate and be like, I'll be there for 25 years if I get this job? If anybody even wants that. I mean, the security that you don't get as a football coach might seem inherent to the Steeler opportunity, but it doesn't have to be. Like, if you're
terrible,
if you blow it.
Right. I mean, the point is the guys they've had were immediately successful to such a degree that and sustainably, like, you know, Tomlin, laugh all you want about these last 7 or 8 years. We've done plenty of it. Never a losing record. we're that good. Okay, we don't have a problem. The players respect the guy, whatever. Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to nail it. And I don't know, maybe aren't they due to hire a goat or like a chump at some point? I almost said goat, but like goat in the goat way, the old bad way, not the greatest of all time. I mean, come on. They've had three coaches since 1969. Hire someone that you fire quickly already, Pittsburgh.
They could elevate Arthur Smith. I mean, that's it right there.
Oh, there's no... I saw someone was interviewing him.
Arizona.
Yeah, they're not going to. They said they're going outside Pittsburgh. I think I saw that today. They're going outside the organization.
No quarterback, a lot of pressure to try to,
yeah,
you know, look like you are on the same level as Tomlin and the guys. I mean, they still haven't had the losing season in, I mean, what, 20 years, right? Isn't that the case with Tomlin? He was there 19 years, and they never had a losing record.
Right, and even before that, Cowher went out a winner. Right, like when did he have any losing seasons? I mean, he was there a long time too, but whatever. It's been a while, a long, 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 long while.
I don't envy that situation.
No,
you know, good luck. 11,
Miami.
Miami's in the market. Uncertainty at quarterback, a guy they might want to get out of.
Yeah, I think Miami belongs right here.
10, I'll go Indianapolis. I guess, what happens to Daniel Jones? Don't they probably sign him and just let him rehab and eventually he does get the chance to be their quarterback like before he was hurt?
Yeah, they might. I mean, I don't know what the timeline exactly is. That injury was pretty late in the year, but it wasn't, you know, 2 weeks ago either. So he's had, you know, some time already. So maybe Thanksgiving, maybe before that, maybe Halloween. I don't know what the time, but sure, they're going to try to get through the first month and a half of the season and then hope to get him back, I would bet, is what they do.
It did turn out that they lost their last seven. The bets you don't make. Sometimes it's how we can't quit betting because you have these stories where like it ain't too like they're going to lose out. What a win that would have been. That would have been epic. I didn't see it anywhere because with me on a loose night, if it's on my phone, Indianapolis under 8.5 wins when their record is 8-2, I hit it. Like I'm not going to put a lot of money on it, but I want to have it. Didn't see it. Didn't. Where do you even get a line like that? You gotta go through Sam. You gotta go DK Horse style.
You gotta know a guy.
You gotta know a guy. DK Horse.
A members only jacket, probably.
10. Not it was 10. 9. LA. No. I don't know who I want here. Not Baltimore, not the Chargers. Chiefs time.
Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Bengals. I'll go Bengals. How about Zach Taylor, last man standing in the AFC North?
Right.
Missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. And he's the one who's still standing there.
They kept Marvin Lewis around, though, without winning the playoff game. He made a Super Bowl. That man's retiring in Cincinnati.
That's right. That's right.
8.
I think I got to say Chiefs. I mean, Mahomes is going to be out. Maybe the same kind of timeline as I just talked about with Daniel Jones. Maybe
really?
You can hope for 9 months is Halloween, isn't it?
Not quite.
Boy, that's going to be insufferable all summer. There's going to be a lot of, like, no one. You know, the videos that are going to make the rounds of him rehabbing.
No one has healed faster.
Are just going to be incredible. I think that'll be everywhere. Maybe he'll come back in time for the start of the season. I don't know. Am I rushing them? I just.
It's possible. Diggs. Right? Like it's.
Yeah, right.
But it's not unheard of.
But Diggs was like October, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little earlier.
So.
Yeah.
That's 2 months.
It happens, though.
2 months earlier. I mean, he was hurt in December. That's
right.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't assume that he won't be back early. But okay. KC at 8. Would you rather be the Ravens than the Chiefs?
Yeah. Yeah.
7.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Chargers.
Baltimore.
I'll go Chargers. I like the owner's interview yesterday.
Aren't the Chargers still, though, in pretty solid shape?
Well, they'll get the tackles back.
They fired Roman.
They're changing out Roman, right? I don't know.
We're already starting to run long in the tooth with Harbaugh. He gets like 5 years at a place.
Herbert could shake you up a little bit. I don't know.
It was a really bad night for him.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. And they were, I don't know. How did you see that? Like the broadcast, the telecast, Collinsworth, I wondered, I was going to text you during the game. Like, does he have Collinsworth, a track record of just beating on Herbert? Like, is that a brand for him?
I don't know.
Because he was really hard on him. I thought there was a lot of pressure. But he kept saying, they're holding up and it's Herbert that just won't, he's not doing it. Kind of like you said earlier. And I didn't think it was that clear cut. I mean, there were a lot of free rushers there.
I did see some film guys, though, mentioning he's got guys that are getting open, and he's just dancing around
trigger.
Too much. Yet.
Yeah. I'm Herbert, it's been how many off seasons to this? When is he going to ascend? When is he going to take the step?
He also didn't have Mahomes in his way.
Right. That's right.
Drake May. 6.
Baltimore.
Okay. 5. It's getting good. Jacksonville.
I'll say Jacksonville, yeah.
I know we're not the standings, but we are today. 4.
Denver.
I agree with that.
Okay. 3. Bills. It's one guy. It's not fair. Some of their offensive line, they have guys that put in a good effort on Sunday, but man, it's just never felt more like it's all about whether. Can you imagine? We just had Cook have an off game and they scored 27 points in one. Finally, yeah. We could extricate ourselves from thinking that they can't be anything without James Cook. Finally, Allen forced into it and delivers.
I'm good. I'm good on the Bills. This is 3 we're at?
They don't outrank New England really in any way. They weren't as good during the season.
No, only career accomplishments is the only way they outrank New England right now, I would say.
And Houston seems pretty scary. Nico Collins is probably a big loss, but this is another one of those where he wasn't really that frequent a factor to begin with. And that injury, that concussion looked like maybe he would miss time. So I don't know if that'll change, but suddenly Christian Kirk was back in the league.
Yeah.
And their defense was so dominant that they could have Stroud fumble 5 times and throw a pick and still win 30-6.
That's the only thing I'm stumbling on with it. But I already said Bills, so I'm good. But I don't trust Houston on that side of the ball at all. Offense, I mean.
The running back had a nice night. That was surprising. Marks, that hasn't really been consistently true, but he looked good in the game. All right, Houston 2.
Yeah, they can't be 1. With that offense, you cannot be 1.
New England 1.
New England is 1.
Reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric. Your local neighborhood electrician, empireelectricians.com.
Call us up and tell us where we got it wrong, or really don't do that. Although Mike's headphones are working.
Yes.
But we're coming up on break time, and that'll be Paul.
That's happened before. I don't know what it was this time that I forgot to turn them back up. Every day at one point during a break, I turned them down to do something and then turned them right back up. Today I did not. And what further damage I did to these things,
jiggling,
yanking on this
cord.
Trying to
get it to work right.
I could have made it a lot. I might have made it a lot worse.
Maybe you better still put that note in your phone for tomorrow.
The headphones are like, it's not me, you idiot. You did it. You're the problem. Then I put the other ones on, and then it hit me
that you didn't.
The volume was
down. It wasn't
terrible
an equipment problem.
Terrible job.
It was a you problem. Yeah.
Totally a me problem. Sabres and Flyers tonight downtown. Pregame coming up next. home to Philadelphia tonight, home to Montreal tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the 2005-06 team celebration, 20 years later. Maxifin again off. Teppo is around for it, I saw.
Yeah.
Henrik Tillander and surely others. Jay McKee, I know, is on the list too. So that'll be a cool one tomorrow. We'll be one day closer to Bills Broncos too. But first things first, the Flyers in town. Danny Briere's Philadelphia Flyers. I'm not sure if he's here for the game and maybe could be acknowledged as a part of what we have in mind for tomorrow. We'll see. Paul Hamilton will join us after a break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.